coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, worth hearing.
This is a continuation of the message, Who is Jesus?
His presence in the temple of Solomon, the priest could not stand to minister. His power was so great, just for them calling on him and singing songs to him, and they went prostrate on the floor. And yet when he showed up, they ignored him. And now he comes to the temple himself, in his physical body. They ask him questions. By what authority do you do these things? Who are you? Who sent you? They questioned him. And finally, they crucified him. Not because he didn't have the power, but because he gave himself up for us. He took responsibility for our errors, for our transgressions, for our trespasses. He took responsibility. But he's not supposed to do it twice. He did it once for all time. You know, people say, well, I'm this way because God made me. Why do I do wrong things? Well, and I'm not responsible for my life. God did it. Well, he already bore responsibility for whatever happened to you or through you or by you or anything. He already took responsibility anyway. Now he commands all men everywhere to repent. That's why he came. That's why he died for everybody. He took responsibility. Now he commands all men everywhere and says, you must now turn to God. You must now turn from your sins. He paid full penalty for every sin and provided the life that we must live with the ability to live it. That none of us anymore should walk in condemnation because we're all under God's judgment. Now we've got to tell it. Why do I love to preach the gospel? Apart from the fact that God sent me to preach it, I love to preach it because it works. It truly works. It works. How can I be quiet? It works. It's real. It's true. I preach it in the schools. I preach it in the streets. I preach it in the villages. I preach it everywhere. It works. It works for the poor, for the rich. Works for everybody. And works in every nation under heaven. you can trust it with your life. You can bet your life on it. It works. The gospel is real. And you know, the power of the gospel is so amazing because look at it. The Bible says, in the gospel is the righteousness of God revealed. We don't have to try to make it happen. Paul's preaching at Lystra. As a man important in his feet, never walked from birth. He's on the ground, he's listening. And Paul preaches the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the Bible says he perceived that the man had faith to be healed. He turned to the man. He said, man, get up. Wow, wow, wow. You know, I read that as a young man reading my Bible. I shouted glory, hallelujah. I was so stirred. Wow, wow, wow. The man got up. Paul wasn't thinking about what might have happened to his ligaments, his tendons, his bones. You don't think about what might have happened to his muscles. Never worked from birth. There's something about the word of God. We were created by the word. In the beginning was the word. And the word was made by him. All right? The word was made by him. The word of God that was there in the beginning created all things. He made all things. The whole world was made by him. So this word that created all things is able to fix the ligaments, to fix the tendons. You don't tell him what to do. He knows what to do. He said to the man, stand up. The word that pre-existed man and made all things fixed the man's limbs instantly. God's word tells somebody, God's word works in real time. Real time. I wish I could explain this to you, but you ought to know it. You ought to know it. God's word works in real time. Real time. When we start sharing the word of God, when we start discussing God's word, we are operating at the same wavelength. At that moment, God's word is synchronized with our spirits. That's why he says faith is necessary. Because with faith, you are synchronized with God's mind and thinking at that moment. Faith synchronizes you. Because you see the unseen. Faith helps you see. Imagine this. He says to the man, stand up. The Bible says he perceived that the man had faith to be healed. What does that mean? The man's spirit was synchronized with the words, the gospel he was hearing. And when he says, stand up, the Bible says, forthwith the man stood up. He was healed. He was healed. How does it happen? Well, that's the miracle power of God. It's not for our explanation. He created the whole world. All things were made by him. And guess what? That word that made all things, the Bible says, became flesh. The word became flesh and dwelt among us. That's Jesus. The word became flesh. The word, which is God, became flesh. Do you get it? That's the word in my heart. When it comes to me, it comes as words. It is into me as word, lives in me as God. Just put the scriptures together. John chapter 1, let's speak them out. From verse 1. Look real quick. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was God. Why do you say the Word was God? Because the Word he's describing is in heaven, and then he wants to tell us about the Word coming to the earth. So in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Because, see, he uses the past tense because he's giving us something, his story, the story of the Word. Do you get it? It's the story of the Word. John's giving us the story of the Word. The Word was there in the beginning, and he was with God. He was God. What's John thinking about? John's thinking about he was God, but he became man. Do you get it? That's where John's going. He's saying the Word was always there in the beginning. He pre-existed man. He was God. He became man. Let's see. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. Next. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. Not by it, but by him. So he's a person. And without him was not anything made that was made. Without him was not anything made that was made. Wow. Next. In him was life. Thanks be unto God. Oh, hallelujah. And the life was the light of men. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo! And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834. Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.